يعطي حياتي قرآن.
You are listening to season 10 episode 3 part 1. بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters in Islam. On behalf of we here and we obey ladies only halqa, I welcome all the sisters to our third podcast of 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi series. In the last episode, we have discussed in detail about the niyyah. And we said, every action necessitates intention and we will be rewarded according to them. Inshallah, we'll move on to the second hadith of this book, which is one of the most important hadith in the deen of al-Islam. This hadith was collected by Imam Muslim on the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu. This is one of the most comprehensive hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It touches upon almost every deed of Islam, sisters. Also, I hope that you all know that this hadith is known as the hadith of Jibreel. So without further ado, let's move on to the second hadith. On the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu, who said, one day while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there came before us a man with extremely white clothing and extremely black hair. There were no signs of travel on him and none of us knew him. He, the traveler, sat next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He supported his knees up against the knees of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he put his hands on his thighs. Then he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Islam is to testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. To establish the prayers, to pay zakah, to fast the month of Ramadan and to make the pilgrimage to the house if you have the means to do so. He said, you have spoken truthfully. We were amazed that he asks the question and then he says that he had spoken truthfully. He said, tell me about Iman. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and to believe in the divine decree, the good and the evil thereof. He said, you have spoken truthfully. He said, tell me about Ihsan. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is that you worship Allah as if you see Him. And even though you do not see Him, you know He sees you. He said, tell me about the hour. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, the one being asked does not know more than the one asking. He said, tell me about its signs. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, the slave girl shall give birth to her master. And you will see the barefooted, scantily clothed, destitute shepherds competing in constructing lofty buildings. Then he went away. I stayed for a long time. Then he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Umar, do you know who the questioner was? I said, Allah and His Messenger know best. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it was Jibreel who came to teach you your deen. This is the second hadith, sisters. Insha'Allah, let's break this hadith into different sections so that we can understand it clearly, insha'Allah. You must have noticed that this is a lengthy hadith which covers four more important questions. In other words, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Umar radiallahu anhu that Jibreel came to teach you your deen. So if you try to recall the hadith, Jibreel alayhi salam came with four questions. What are they? First one was about Islam, second was about Iman, third was about Ihsan, and the final and the fourth one was about the hour, the day of judgment. Since this is a lengthy hadith, as I said, we cannot do justice by covering all the topics in one lesson or only on one podcast. Hence, we decided to allocate more than one podcast for this hadith, and inshallah, we will try to cover this hadith in at least two sessions. As you may have noticed, this hadith in and of itself, it has many principles and benefits, sisters. So let's try to cover about Islam in this podcast, inshallah. So to begin with, Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that a man appeared from nowhere. His thawb or his clothing was extremely white. His hair was extremely black. So basically he is wearing clean clothes, no traces of dirt, and it well kept. Let's pause for a while. Now I want you to imagine a traveler in the desert 1500 years ago, sisters. This is not a normal sign of a traveler in a desert. Of course, a traveler in a lonely desert should have soiled clothing, disheveled hair, etc. That's what described by these statements, sisters. Secondly, he wasn't known by any of the Sahaba. He was a stranger, basically, a traveler. Then Umar radiallahu anhu explains how he sat close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The stranger sat just in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such a way that his knees were next to the knees of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His knees were kept like we keep our knees when we are in tashahud. Then he kept his hands on his thighs. Imagine all these sahabas with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that very gathering are watching it with curiosity. Subhanallah. This stranger started to ask questions. Subhanallah. His first question was, what is Islam? Did you notice when I was reading the hadith? He addressed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam by calling, O Muhammad. Calling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Muhammad, was something that sahabas never did do. These sahabas, they gave Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam utmost respect. So the sahabas were thinking that he was from one of the Bedouins, because the people from Bedouins were harsh in their talk. What was the answer given by our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in response, he said, Islam is to testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. To establish the prayers, to pay zakah, to fast the month of Ramadan, and to make the pilgrimage to the house if you have the means to do so. Then the questioner said, you have spoken the truth. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam basically mentioned all the five pillars of Islam. You know what, sisters? All the sahabas, they were surprised. Why? It's because in general, if a person asks a question, that means he doesn't know the answer. And also he is asking some questions regarding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can be explained and answered only by the messenger of Allah. So both these facts or both these points struck the minds of the sahaba. More to that, the questioner was saying, you have said the truth, by approving and accepting his answers, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These made the sahaba surprised. The questioner posed the second question to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was the question? The question was, what is al-Iman? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded by saying, it is to believe in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, the last day, and to believe in the divine decree, the good and the evil thereof. Again, the questioner said, you have spoken the truth. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the six articles of Iman. Then the questioner posed the third question. What is al-Ihsan? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, it's that you worship Allah as if you see him, and even though you do not see him, you know he sees you. Subhanallah, if you pay attention and check very carefully, you will understand the questions go from the basic level to the next higher level. The question begins from what is Islam? It's all about being as a Muslim. Then it goes to Iman, the next level. It's being about a mu'min. Then to the higher level, what is Ihsan? It's about being a muhsin. Subhanallah, we will discuss each and every topic in detail in upcoming podcasts. The fourth and the final question was, tell me about the hour. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, the one being asked does not know more than the one asking. The questioner said, tell me about its signs. What does it mean? It means, what are some of the signs of the hour, the signs that indicate that the Yawmul Qiyamah is clothes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, the slave girl shall give birth to her master. And you will see the barefooted, insufficiently clothed, destitute shepherds competing in constructing lofty buildings. Then the questioner left the place. After that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Umar radiallahu anhu, do you know who that person was? Who the questioner was? In response, Umar radiallahu anhu said, Allah and His Messenger know best. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it was Angel Jibreel who came to teach you your religion, your deen. As we said, many scholars have included this hadith in their hadith books, regardless which topic they belong to, sisters. As we said that the very first hadith we discussed about Niyya has been added as the first hadith in many books like in Bukhari. The second hadith of Imam Nawawi's collection is recorded as the first hadith in Muslim. Another important point is that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this hadith as deen. So what is deen, sisters? Deen is not religion. Most of the time, if somebody asks us, what is deen? We say religion. But we should understand deen is not religion. Rather, it is the way of life. It includes all the things that we do in our day-to-day life. Let it be how we wake up, how we go to sleep, how we eat, etc. So we must understand and learn the meaning of this hadith in depth, sisters. What are the lessons we derive or learn from this hadith? Well, from this point onwards, we are going to explore the wider meaning, inshallah. So please don't skip this lesson thinking that we have always been learning 5 pillars of Islam and 6 articles of Iman from primary school. Please try to understand, Jibreel came to teach our deen to a group of adults where the best of the generations were seated. Subhanallah. Lessons about 5 pillars of Islam and the rest which are mentioned in the hadith are not to be overlooked and neglected. We need this lesson until we die. So we here and we obey ladies only halaqa humbly request you to pay full attention. Let's talk about the first question. It's about Islam. Our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the 5 pillars, and one of them, the very first pillar, was to make the shahada. Pay attention, sisters. The first pillar, it has 2 parts. The first part of shahada is to bear witness. It's to testify with our tongues and our hearts that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. Not just with our tongues, sisters. We should understand what it means. Say it with our tongues and believe it completely. Saying only with our tongues without any firm belief in our hearts would not count, sisters. Also, it should be manifested through our limbs. Second part of the shahada, it is to testify and witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah. Subhanallah, there are 2 statements in one pillar of Islam. A person can't be a true Muslim until having ikhlas in worship in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indiscriminately without any questions, unconditionally following him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved sisters in Islam, we should understand the issues that are important in believing the messengership of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam are to do what he told us to do without any hesitation and strive our best to do it in our capacity, and also to avoid and keep away ourselves from what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade us from. So let me give an example, sisters. We Muslims, if a hadith come to us, we normally ask a few questions. Normally we ask, is this hadith a mustahab? Is it wajib? Is it farad? Or is it sunnah? Subhanallah, we fail to understand the scholars of Islam. They came up with these distinctions, these terms, to explain to us so that we can understand easily. As Muslims, when something comes from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is authentic, of course, we should try our best to follow it, sisters. If he says to leave something, just we have to leave them alone. And also, we should make sure that we don't innovate, don't introduce anything in the religion, not a single thing, Regarding the issues of the worldly life, like the food, clothes, traveling, technology, yes, we can introduce and we can follow new things, but not in the religion of Allah. Now let's talk about the second pillar of Islam. It's Salah. Alhamdulillah, we spoke about establishing Salah in Luqman's advice series in We Hear and We Obey Ladies Only Halaqa during last Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. We learned that establishing Salah means to do the Salah on proper time, proper place, in the proper manner, etc. We should understand and learn and try our best to establish the five compulsory daily prayers, and also we should try our best to pray the extra prayers, which are before and after each compulsory prayer, which are highly recommended by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But of course, the most important is the five daily compulsory prayer, and we as Muslims can't miss them. And we also know from the words of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the very first thing to be questioned on the day of judgment is salah. And also, it is the pillar, or it is the action that separates a Muslim and a disbeliever. Now let's move on to the third pillar, which is the zakah. As we have mentioned in our previous series, that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions salah, He couples it with zakah throughout the Quran, sisters. Zakah, as we know, it's about giving 2.5% of our excess wealth. When we have the wealth which is above nisab level and which remained with us for a full lunar year, we are supposed to give 2.5% of our wealth in charity. The fourth pillar is about fasting. Of course, fasting in the month of Ramadan, which is compulsory. This is the main fasting which is compulsory. And also there are many voluntary fasts which we can do throughout the year. Let's move on to the fifth pillar and the final pillar, which is Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if a person has the ability or the means to do so, he should go for Hajj. Ability means here is having enough money, having a safe transportation, safe way to go and come back, etc. So these are the five pillars of Islam that Jibreel alayhi salam taught us. Have you ever wondered why these are called pillars of Islam? Or what are pillars? Pillars are those supportive bearers which protect a building from collapsing. When one pillar is taken away, the whole building can collapse. All five must be there to hold this beautiful building of Islam. I hope that this podcast would have been an excellent reminder about the pillars of Islam and how important and vital they are in the deen of Islam. Inshallah, let's learn the deen of Islam in its pure form, from authentic sources, and let's benefit from it and help others to learn too. With that nasiha, I am winding up today's podcast. Inshallah, hoping to meet you all with the second part next week. Stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.